This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Open for Business. Frida Liu here. As is January, it's about the time of year where you promise yourself to make big changes. Eat healthy food, go to the gym more, learn new skills. But maybe one of your resolutions is to be more environmentally friendly. So Nude, a household supply store in Petaling Jaya, is operating on a zero-waste basis. And just to discuss why and how they're pulling this off, two co-founders, Cheryl Low and Wilson Chin, is here with me in the studio. So is it Low or Lau?
Lau.
You prefer Lau.
Yeah.
Okay. Lau. Welcome. Okay, two of you started this in August 2018.
That's right.
Okay, and you created this behind the principle of Ikigai.
Business, Ikigai Enterprise, yes.
Yeah,
Enterprise.
Business for good. Okay, what does that principle mean for you in, you know, in setting up Nude?
Well, basically, business for good, well, to us, it means having a purpose, right? So setting up a business, all fine and dandy. But instead of just changing the money, chasing the money and profits, you know, there has to be good behind it, you know. So pulling that purpose together with the good behind it all just kind of stamps our existence, you know, in what we want to do and our vision and what we're trying to do.
Right. And you came from an advertising background.
Yes. All my career life started in advertising, moved on to media, did a little bit of theater production.
Right.
Yep. And then, yeah.
So, and then, so you didn't feel that that was fulfilling the soul?
No. Yeah. Well, it did for a while. And then, okay. Yeah, it kind of sucks the life out of you. But yes, you know, it was fun when you're young. And then as you kind of get older, you start thinking about, you know, purpose in life, you know, what you want to do, how are you going to make a change and how are you going to make a difference, not only in your life, but, you know, things that you can do to impact, you know, the world.
In our own way, right?
In our own way.
Wilson, your story, you're sitting there. I know you said you come here and take photos, but you got to talk a little bit as well.
Take photos?
Get around to it.
Right. Uh-huh.
So, I have also had a short stint in advertising. I've done a few businesses as well in the past, a few small businesses. I think when we set this up, Ikigai was really the core of it because I wasn't in the middle of a business at the moment. But when we decided to kind of join forces and start a business, we said, let's do a business that that gives back to the community, that is more than
that
just the
mean.
Profits.
Right. So when you started this as well, anyone of you can answer it. I'm sure you also, there's the business side and you look at the players in the industry, right? Did you think that it was, that you'll be able to offer something differently, or do you think that we just need more of these environmentally friendly stores?
It's a little bit of both, really, because I think the need was quite important. The need is still important to be more environmentally conscious. We're drowning in plastic. We're drowning in trash. We found out beginning of last year that, you know, a lot of the stuff that people were recycling are not being recycled. They're being sold or sent to third world countries. And, you know, we're ending up with all their trash. I mean, we already have enough of our own, you know, then we have to deal with, you know, the stuff from overseas. So, you know, it was quite imperative. The timing was right. And also, to add on more zero-waste stores, to educate, to increase the awareness that there are alternatives to shopping. There are alternatives to buying your groceries. You can go package-free, or you can actually look for environmentally friendly options. You know,
it's when I know you've been in business for a year and a bit, and are people, you know, we know that there are a lot of people who are conscious and they talk about it. Do they actually do it? You know what I mean? We're very good at that.
It's nice because some of them do it, you know. What we realize is, of course, convenience rules the day because everyone's so busy in their, you know, lives. They, you know, they get stuck in traffic. They're very stressed out. You know, they work late. They hardly have time to eat. And then suddenly you want to go package free. It's all very, it adds on to the stress,
right?
You know. So people, the good thing is that everyone's altruistic in their own way, in their own small, tiny bit way, and everyone wants to make a difference, you know? So that's why we're open on weekends,
right,
and people spend a few hours of their weekends with us, you know? And zero-waste shopping is not like grocery shopping in a normal supermarket. Normal supermarket, everything's packaged, you pick up throw it in your trolley and you pay and you go. Mm. In a zero waste store, you actually take your time. You have to kind of pre-plan. You bring your containers or your bags, and people spend almost up to an hour there because they need to see what there is. They need to weigh it out. And we go on a self-service system where we have ready scales, and people go in and tear their own containers and they fill it up themselves, and we basically just key in the weights of it and we charge them at the end of the day according to the weight. And the good thing is there's no waste, also no food waste, because you buy as little as you need or as much as you need, which is great because nothing goes to waste.
Okay, so in setting up this business, right, we all being altruistic and everything, were there some things like, wow, I didn't realize, right, it's not easy being an altruistic business person. You know, were there some discoveries for yourself?
Oh yeah, there were a lot. I mean, at the current moment, a lot of suppliers are very used to doing things the way they do. You call them up, you create an account with them, you put in your order, they come and deliver to you in packaging. So we had to break away from that because our business practices are very strict in a sense that no plastic, you know, as much as we can avoid it. Packaging, preferably compostable, that can break down. Or if it does come in plastic, we reuse it as much as we can. You know, we find ways on how we can possibly reuse it. So we do have an internal tiering system on, you know, our supplies and our stocks. But we learned a lot along the way. We were very selective in our suppliers. Firstly, it has to be good quality. Secondly, it needs to have a very healthy price point, because one of the reasons why we open Nude is to bust the myth that zero waste shopping is expensive. Because it's not expensive. It doesn't have to be expensive. And zero waste shopping is not limited to going to a zero waste store.
Right.
You can go to a mom and pop store. You can go to a kedai runcit, you know. Ultimately, the awareness and education of bringing your own containers are there. Then you find ways on how to actually buy package free.
I mean, it's the little things, right? I mean, now we go tapao, and if the office carrying a container instead of taking the packaging from you know, just so simple. It's a small lifestyle change.
A small habitual change. People forget, so we always tell them, keep stuff in your car. Keep a small collapsible silicone light container for the extras or leftovers that you have. You don't want to waste food either, you know. Coffee cups. You don't need to invest in a coffee cup or to buy a coffee cup. Reuse jars. Because ultimately, going zero waste is also about reusing. Reusing existing items that have already been created. Resources and energy and effort has gone into making these items. So instead of dumping them or recycling them, reuse them, you know. So much has gone into making them. So reuse them as much as you can, for as long as you can.
Right. So when you said that you started this business, it was like, we need more of these stores, and you also see some things that competitors are not doing. So what would you say would be your USP in this case? I'm putting on the advertising hat.
Well, we have a few USPs, really.
I think the basic one was when we started, it was really to make everything accessible to the average consumer.
And yeah, we also wanted the store to be kind of like an extension of, you know, your pantry, you know, your daily life. Things that you need, the necessities that you need, you know, simple things like cookies or biscuits, to shower cream, shampoo, you know. We try to stock as much as possible. Like shampoo, we have liquid shampoo, and we also have shampoo bars. So it kind of fulfills people's, you know, need, right? Package free. Because some people don't like shampoo bars. They prefer liquids.
But bring your own container.
Bring your own container.
Bring your own container. And a lot of the products that we have are very local based. We started out with a range of products that we wanted to buy, that the community would most likely use in their everyday applications. So let's say for food and spices, we get a lot of local stuff. And the list has just expanded from there, from feedback from the community. So you're looking at a range of products that is very much tailored to our community.
Like?
Cooking ingredients, for example, rice instead of very specialist rice. You get a lot of
the
basic rice. We only have three types of rice. We have brown rice, white rice, basmati, and it fulfills most households. Yeah. So we don't carry too many specialty items, but we carry a lot of the basics that people are asking for.
Yeah. Right. So it's not, you know, because people are thinking organic, right? It's not really organic, but it's just shopping there, bringing my own zero.
Shopping package free.
Package free. Yeah. That's what I
think. So some items are organic. Not everything is organic. Again, it goes back to the fact that we wanted to bust the myth that zero waste shopping is expensive. Mm. So we try to make sure that the best quality we sell the best quality premium stuff, but not necessarily organic. Mm. You know, so people can afford to go zero waste shopping. Right. They don't have to get the plastic that comes along with it, and they don't have to buy, you know, a predetermined weight. You get to choose your weight. So
all right, your location is Section 19. Why there? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Cheryl Lau and Wilson Chin from Nude, not just Nude, Nude Zero Waste. We'll be discussing that in detail after this. Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm speaking to Cheryl Lau and Wilson Chin from Nude, which is a household supply store in Petaling Jaya, Nude Zero Waste Malaysia. Now, this whole idea of your location as well, right? Because so you hear a lot of them. They're mostly in the, you know, the Mon Kiara, Bangsa, Tamantun, Damansara Heights kind of area, right? Why did you all decide on Section 19?
Well, actually, it all happened by, I think it was destined. It was fate. You know, we decided to open it. We all sat down and we decided to open it. We started driving around looking for a suitable place. And we're thinking, PJ, hey, the PJ folks are very knowledgeable. Yeah. They're you
a
know, environment.
Yeah,
in terms of environment. Mm. And we're like, why isn't there one?
Yeah, why isn't there one in PJ?
Yeah. Mm. You know, so we started driving around and, you know, Wilson found this place. And it's like, hey, it's nice. It's near SS2, but not in SS2. It's got ample parking for those who drive.
Very important.
That's key.
Yeah, because you carry all your containers and everything. So it's got to be very convenient in that way, right? There's a bus stop nearby, so you can take the shuttle bus from the LRT station. And we thought, okay, it's a nice, quiet nook, not too busy, landmark. Okay, you're like, okay lah.
And yeah, there wasn't a lot of strategic thought to it, but after selecting the space, I think we realized, okay, you've got people coming in from TTDI, from Damansara. Yeah. So PJ was really a good choice in terms of central location.
And so obviously something like this, there is no delivery in your business.
No.
Right?
We have requests, but...
Obviously it defeats its purpose, right?
Yeah, we had requests and it kind of... There are people out of the Klang Valley who would like to and want to. Mm. So we usually give them tips on how to go zero waste shopping, you know, without having to buy from us. Baking soda, for example. Mm. It doesn't make sense for us to send baking soda to you, you know, in Ipoh, because, you know, it's heavy, right? The cost of postage just doesn't make sense.
It's going to be more than the baking soda.
Cost, exactly. So, yeah, we...
did you seriously get requests like that?
Yes, yes.
You did?
Ipoh. Johor, we've had people Penang. Who want very basic ingredients, but they don't know how to go about it, which is, I think, where zero waste stores really play a role. Because not everyone knows how to go, you know, search for things in wet markets or your smaller stores. Yeah. So the zero waste stores are really a consolidation of all the things that you need. It makes it easy. Mm. And to your question, do we need more zero waste stores? We definitely need a lot more. And each zero waste store will have their own USP, because someone who is staying in Kota Kemuning, for example, might have different needs.
Correct.
Someone in Subang or in Johor or Penang will have different needs.
Yeah.
And more importantly, what Cheryl touched on earlier was the supply chain. You don't just call a normal supplier and get your supplies. So if you're based in Penang, it doesn't make sense for you as a zero waste business to be ordering things from KL, for example.
So you need to find the supply, you know, locally.
What have you learned about yourself as an entrepreneur in this journey?
I think this business was proof that a business can be done in a more sustainable manner. For example, the amount of trash that our business has created in the past 1 year. Is probably the same amount of trash that a supermarket generates in 1 week.
Mm. 1 day.
Or 1 day,
Everything's in plastic.
I mean, if you look at let's say the size of a 25 kg goodie bag, multiply that by 5, it's a very small amount, but that's exactly kind of the amount of trash that we've generated in 1 year. And when you've dealt with other businesses, like I've been in business before, I've had my own businesses, the amount of trash that you generate as a business is tremendous. And a consumer does not see that. Yeah. A consumer takes back his purchase, his or her purchase back home, and they throw that. And they don't see the accumulation. But as a business, you see that volume.
We need, we need visual reminders of how bad it is.
That's right. That's right.
That's why when we have conversations or chats with customers, we always tell them to do an audit. You know, like just keep all your trash for a week. At the end of the week, just look at how much, you know, you've accumulated.
Out of sight, out of mind. You know?
Yeah, just 1 week. How often do we clear our trash? Once a day, twice a day, a few times a week. Keep it for a week and see how much you accumulate, and then start thinking about where it goes, what happens to it, you know.
I think, you know, when I look at this, right, this all started because of convenience, right? Packaged goods, that sort of thing, right? And until we can make zero waste convenient, right, then there will be a mindset change.
Yeah, which is why it needs to be accessible to everyone. That's why there should be more zero waste stores.
Okay, when it's 2020, when you look at expansion, what is it? Is it opening more stores? How are you doing things differently, or whatever your plans?
Yeah, well, expansion is definitely in the works. We're thinking of maybe more shops in strategic locations to cater to the different residential areas. Hopefully in every key market center, if we could have one, that would be great, you know. But of course, all that comes along with
investments.
Yes, investments. So, you know, if anyone's interested in investing, just get in touch with us. You know, we'll be very happy to.
So when you, I know your store sells consumables and non-consumables. So what are the popular items, actually, consumables and non-consumables? And don't say baking soda.
That is very popular, actually.
Really?
It is very popular. Because it's such a good natural cleaning tool.
Yes.
People use it for everything.
And it's one of those things when you buy in bulk, you realize how much savings you get.
Yeah.
When you go into a supermarket, you buy a small pack. The smaller the pack, the more expensive it gets.
Okay.
At our store, it's what, 30 cents.
30 cents for 100 grams.
Right.
Which is super cheap. That's almost supply price.
Yeah, that's like 3 ringgit per kilo. And how much can a kilo of baking soda last you? So yes, baking soda. The food stuff are very popular as well. We do a lot of the local herbs and spices. So we've got cloves and, you know, all the curry stuff. We've got curry powders. The rice goes very fast.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've got good rice too. Our white rice is like, you know, supplied to hotels, right? So people really like the white rice. Again, you know, it all goes back to, we have tried and tested everything we carry in the shop. You know, so it's easier to explain to the customers as well, but we approve that, you know, okay, we're good. You know, it's a good product. Consumables, non-consumables, we have a whole bunch of stuff.
Who knew the humble baking soda? Okay, now will you be introducing, you know, new kind of products again, or do you think it'll still be like pretty much the staples of what everyone needs?
We will do staples, but we will be also expanding. We're looking at some other SKUs or items to introduce this new year. We've consolidated the whole list, so we're going to have to go through, start meeting all the suppliers all over again, negotiating. And of course, the most important thing is that, you know, they supply to us in a zero waste manner.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so coming back from the fact that you're in advertising, right, what do you do, you know, leveraging on your past experience to promote the place, you know, to keep it, I guess, you know, it is relevant. About marketing, right? It is.
Okay. Yeah. So, yes, social media has been, you know, pretty challenging because it does take up a lot of time. One post takes a few hours. Also because, like, we're in the shop, right? And customers come and then you get distracted and then you sit down again and you have to continue. So, yeah. But we do social media a lot.
Right.
You know, whatever's relevant. We share articles that are happening around the world. Mm. We share new items that we have in the shop. Everything is linked back to why, you know, we've brought it in or what you can use it for or how to use it. Everything comes from the heart.
Mm.
Everything comes from the heart, which is why it's important, I believe, that, you know, the owners and the founders themselves post on social media, because it resonates with people to say, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, so.
And just a touch on that, Cheryl actually does most of the posting. And you'll notice we don't post a lot about our products.
Okay.
It's very, very minimal. So in terms of marketing, we actually haven't done much marketing.
It's more educational.
It's very educational. We haven't paid for advertising, for example. We haven't reached out to advertising spots on billboards or print or anything like that. The best marketing is doing things right.
People will talk about
people
it.
People will talk about
the word
it. And
mouth.
The strongest marketing we've got is word of mouth, and people just spreading it to their friends and families. Yeah.
Okay. And it's really nice because when we first opened, we saw a lot of new faces. You know, everyone was new. And now that we're over a year old, all these customers have become regular customers. And not only that, we're all friends now. So, you know, it's a really nice
community
that, you know, we've built. And it's just great. I mean, we opened yesterday for the first day after the long holidays. And just seeing, you know, our friends walk in, it's just really nice.
Okay.
You know, it's very pleasant. It's very different from, you know, advertising or media before. This is very warm and comforting.
You found your ikigai.
Yes.
All right. thanks for being with us, Cheryl Lau and Wilson Chin from Nude. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.